All right, the covered yontif. I learned Shmuel's chasuf for Shalema. Baruch Tzvi Ben Rivkabat. Yeah, b'sorach shachayisol. The v'henach Mordechai b'feira simcha b'sorach shachayisol. The holy neshama of Rabbi Ari Fold. Zecher tzadik kadosh l'racha. Protection rekayisol and eretz and gemar chasim tov for us all. We say two Torahs from the Rabshitzer and two Mises of the Kiddush Slavit to get us ready for the holy day. Yom Kippurim habaalein l'tova tashin ayin tes. The first Torah comes to us from Avtali of Rabshitz. He says we're going to say this pasuk over and over again in our davening. We're going to say, "Ki beyom hazeh yichafer aleichem etahar aschem mikol chatoseichem efnei Hashem tidharu." On this day, we get atoned from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and all of our sins, lifnei Hashem tidharu, before Hashem, we are forgiven. Ask the Rav Shitzer Rebbe, why are the words lifnei Hashem there? Lifnei Hashem seem to be so extra. Just say, "Letahar aschem mikol chatoseichem." What's dafka lifnei Hashem, lifnei Hashem, lifnei Hashem? Says Rav Tali Rupsha, it's a beautiful idea. He says, sometimes we know sins that are various that we committed throughout the year, but then there's sins that we don't know. So we say, Mikol chatoseichem lifnei Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows the times that we sinned, that we know that we sinned, and the sins that we don't even know. And that's what it means, lifnei Hashem. Even the things that we don't know, we have to do true before. HaKadosh Baruch Hu still forgives us as well. And that's what the close of the Rebbe says. We say, Avinu Malkeinu chatanu lefanecha. Avinu Malkeinu. When we sinned, it's the fanacha, but we know we never left you. But Kadosh Baruch Hu says the Rav Shitzer Rebbe, we say lifnei Hashem, why? Because there's sins that we know, there's sins we don't know. It's like the pasuk we said already a few weeks ago. Hanistaras l'Hashem, b'haniglas lanu l'vanenu ad olam. The hidden ones are for Hashem, and the revealed ones are for us and for our children. Meaning there's sins that we know that we did. But then what about the sins we don't know? Says Rav Shitzer Rebbe, that's why we say lifnei Hashem tidharu. Kadosh Baruch Hu forgives us for everything. Even the ones that we know, even the ones that we don't know. Beautiful idea. From the Rabshitz Rebbe. The second idea, the second term from the Rebbe Rabshitz explains us what Ni'il is all about. And Rav Shor actually writes in Tavshin Ayin Hey, and he quotes the Rabshitz Rebbe, Erev Yom Kippurim. He says, Ni'il is like a yichud room of the chasen and kala. Kadosh Baruch Hu is the chasen, we're the kala. And we're having a one-on-one connection, one-on-one dialogue with the Rabbonu Shalom. And that's what Rav Shmuel Brazel once said before Ni'il. It says, Ni'il, says Rabshitz Rebbe, is Na'al Yud Hey. You're locking yourself in the room with Rabbonu Shalom. It's just you and the Kadosh Baruch Hu. The whole 40 days of Ani L'doidi V'doidi Li is to build up to this moment of the engagement, to be able to build up to this part of the Nisuin of us and the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Of us and the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And that's when it says Rav Shitzer Rebbe, that's when Ni'ila is. Ni'ila is Na'al Kaf Hei, Na'al Yod Kei. It's the Yichar of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. Moving on to the two Maases of the Kiddush Levi. Once we're talking about Ni'ilah, let's talk about Ni'ilah, another Maaseh of the Kedushas Levi. What happened was, the Kedushas Levi, one Yom Kippur, seemed to be very troubled. And it was apparent that he sensed certain things weren't going to go, it was going to be a heavy year. It's going to be a hard year. And he urged the entire tzibur to daven hard for Rachamim, excuse me, and for Siad D'Shemaya. What happened was, once when he finished Ni'ilah, he was completely in a different way. Complete besimcha. It wasn't so serious as he was the whole day. And they asked him, Rebbe, what happened here? The whole day you were serious, and now Ni'ilah you're so besimcha. So he explained that a woman in the women's section, he heard an intense tefillah of her, and she said, this woman said in over the mechitza, she said, after Ni'ilah, I'm certain that we're going to have a favorable year. And the woman said, how do you know? How do you know we're going to have a favorable year? And the woman said, if we beg so passionately from a highway robber with a heart of stone, he would be moved to mercy the way we just daven Ni'ilah. Certainly Hashem, who is our Father, will be merciful and have mercy on us as well. And it says the Kedushas Levi that in such sincerity swung the decision in Klal Yisrael's favor. And that year in Berdisha was going to be a very, very, very beautiful year. It says the Kedushas Levi, 1 minute of real, a genuine tefillah of sincerity and just being real can change the entire Yom Kippur and can change the entire year. And that's why the Kiddush Levi's mood changed from serious the entire day Yom Kippur until after Ni'ilah. And when he heard this from the woman, he said, one word of sincerity can change everything. How important is when we get to Ni'ilah just to throw in as much as we can, even though we're tired and we're hungry and we're weak, we realize the incredible time of the Chasan and Kala, right before they're about to eat, like the Chasan and Kala, they realize to be embrace each other, for one last few minutes, to embrace each other, us and the Rabbonu Shalom, in the Tefillah of Ni'ilah. The last and the second Maaseh to say Kedushas Levi, what happened was after Maariv following Yom Kippur, it's always a hard Maariv, but it's also such a beautiful Maariv after Yom Kippur. The Kedushas Levi told his Gabbai that he was hungry. And he asked him after Avdal to bring him some food. They brought him some coffee and pastries. And the Kedushas Levi looked back and says, I'm hungry, but food is not what I crave. Please bring me Maseches Sukkah. Kedushas Levi studied there and he sat down to learn Maseches Sukkah for several hours before breaking his fast. He says, we're all hungry at the end of the day after Yom Kippur, says the Kedushas Levi. But is it going to kill us to be able to hold off for the fast for 5 more minutes? Learn a little bit, to be able to go in, to be able to daven a little more, to learn the daf, to be able to go in Maseches Sukkah. That's what the Kedushas Levi said. I finish Yom Kippur, I'm hungry, I'm hungry for Torah. That's what even though the Medrash says Lechol B'Simcha after Yom Kippur, go eat at home, beautiful. But at the end of the day, Shokar Shvach, even after Yom Kippur, we want to be a malach for a little more. We want to be a malam and a tevah. We want to be ruchnis. We don't want to leave the world of Yom Kippur. We want to stay. Just let's go over these two tires in the Rebbe of Rabshitz and the two mice of the Kedushas Levi. The first one, tire from the Rebbe of Rabshitz said, the tire Eschem Michocha Tzeichem Lifnei Hashem. What's that? Why it's Lai Lifnei Hashem? Kadosh Baruch Hu knows the sins we know. And even though the sins we don't know, so we tell the Rabbonu Shalom, the sins that we know we want to do shuvah for, even but also the sins we don't know. And Nistaras La Hashem, and Igos Lanu Levanenu Ad Olam. The second Torah is Zari Kodesh's Ne'ilah, Na'al Yurhei, it's the Chasen Nekala, it's the Yichidrum. Ne'ilah is the Yichidrum for us in the Rabbonu Shalom, no distractions, it's one-on-one the Rabbonu Shalom, having such an important time, even when the Chasen Nekala are weak, to have that special moment together, however long it is, it's a special, special moment between the Chasen Nekala, and that's when Ne'ilah is Na'al Yurhei. Two beautiful touches on the Rebbe Rebshitz, the two mices, the Kedushas Levi, Nilo, the entire Yom Kippur, the Kedushas Levi was very upset. Not upset, but he was concerned. And finally, after Nilo, he said it's going to be a good year, and he heard it because there's a woman who was so sincere and said that if there was going to be a robber, this robber who had a heart of stone would be moved. The Rabbanu Shimon said of Kedushas Levi, that's when one word of sincere tefillah can do, could change entire Yom Kippur. And Davka, the Kedushas Levi, he said after Maariv Yom Kippur, he's hungry, and the Gabbai brought him some food. He said, I'm not hungry for that, I'm hungry for mitzvahs, I'm hungry for the Maseches Sukkah. We should be Zochah Bez Hashem to do tshuva for the sins we know, to do tshuva for the sins we don't know. We should be Zochah Bez Hashem to feel the Kedusha, the Chasan and Kala coming together in the tefillah of Ne'ilah, which will hold Yom Kippur, where we're climbing towards. We should be Zochah Bez Hashem to have a sincere, genuine tefillahs on Yom Kippur. And lastly, we should be Zochah Bez Hashem to be hungry Jews. Retire in mitzvahs after Be'ez Hashem, the holy day. Gemar chesim tova and a good gebenshtur.